T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm sure you've heard this this information about top sewage and water board officials getting raises. Several officials with the Sewage and Water Board received pay raises. How absurd is this? But, you know, this is just, this is so typical of government. I mean, you get rewarded for doing an incompetent job. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. I don't want to get into that this afternoon, but that is just, it's so typical. And I'm sure you've heard in our news, so we had the story a little while ago, Southwest Airlines is going to allow horses on board. If you need a, if you need a, like a comfort animal with you, they're going to allow miniature horses. Look, miniature horses are cute. They're adorable. They're tiny. But compared to like a Yorkie, they're friggin' gigantic. I mean, you're not going to be able to stuff a miniature horse under the seat in front of you or in the overhead compartment. It's going to be just sitting there, standing there down the aisle. And what are the chances that it would, like, you know, lift its tail? I mean, I don't know. I see miniature horses. They're adorable. But I can't imagine something that size being part of an airline flight. All right. Sunday afternoon at Rock and Bowl, it's Back to the Bounty. And for those of you who are new to the New Orleans area, there was a time when everybody went to the Bounty at West End on Sundays. And then after that, it was Bart's. And there, for a long time, there's been a tradition of going out to West End on Sundays. And it, I had a great time out there. Back to the Bounty, the reunion of people who went to the Bounty is going to be Sunday afternoon. I think it starts at 4 o'clock at Rock and Bowl. Harvey, Jesus, and Fire was one of the bands that played back then. Harvey, Jesus, and Fire will be playing at Back to the Bounty on Sunday afternoon at Rock and Bowl. Harvey welcomes us on WWL. Harvey, good afternoon.
Great talking to you.
Yeah. Tell me about, I haven't been, I know this has taken place before. Tell me how crazy it gets.
Oh, man. We did one about 7-8 years ago, and it was tremendous. People were coming in from out of state. You know, that, I mean, they had heard about it, and from Texas, Arkansas, all over, and that used to go to the Bounty. And for the past years, there's not a place that I don't play. Or somewhere, someone mentions the Bounty, man. You know, I remember the Bounty. Yeah. I remember you at the Bounty when you had your snakes and things like that.
I mean, it's amazing that people can actually remember some of the things at the Bounty because of brain cells that were killed that afternoon.
That's the truth. I mean, it was an all night or all morning thing out there. That's when, you know, people can afford to go out back then, you know, and it was safer, a lot safer back then too. You know,
and Harvey, this Back to the Bounty event Sunday afternoon starts at 4 o'clock, right? Starts at 4?
Right. This 4 o'clock.
This benefits Operation Smile, and you have some personal ties to Operation Smile.
Yes, my four-year-old granddaughter Caroline, she was born with a cleft palate, and most, you know, children are born with cleft lip, upper lip, lower lips, and then also a cleft palate. It's basically the same thing. It's just she was born with a hole in her palate in the shape of like a V, and she was nine months old before they were able to do surgery on her, and through that time we had to feed her a certain kind of way, and I tell you what, now she's doing fine. Her speech, she's starting to talk better because it takes a little while. It takes a few years, but she's adorable. And she's coming along really, really well. And she's starting pre-K, you know, in school, and she's looking forward to that. So, and it touches my heart whenever I see the commercial about that for Operation Smile. Mm-hmm. And I found out through my daughter, who's a nurse practitioner, she said that there's an agency through Children's Hospital called the Cleft Team that's local. So some of the proceeds from the this event are going to that, you know, to help the children, you know, and it's just a tragic thing to see when I see a commercial. And it breaks my heart. You know?
Yeah, it breaks my. I've seen those commercials too. And Operation Smile is a really a good charity, and they really do help. And there is help available. And I mean, there is something that can be done. But unfortunately, so many of these children live in third world countries where there's no help, and doctors from Operation Smile go there and help them.
Well, I'm on a mission to do this, man, because you know, like I said, with my baby girl like that. You know, I have four little grandchildren, 2 6-year-olds, a 4-year-old, and a 2-year-old, and it's like reliving my life again. You know, and like anything for the children, I'm ready.
You know, Harvey, let's just think about this moment, though. You know, we're having a Back to the Bounty reunion at Rock and Bowl with Harvey Jesus and Fire, and so here you are today. Harvey Jesus is a grandfather. I mean, when you were back at the Bounty, did you ever envision yourself being here now?
I'm telling you, man. When I think about it, I'll have my moments when I just think, I said, "My, I've been doing this for so long, but I still enjoy what I do." And that's the thing. I always said the only way I'd ever get out of it if I lose my desire or lose my voice.
Yeah.
And thank God I still have both. You know. So it's just meeting more and more new people all the time and keeps me energized.
Here's a text that says, dude, he plays at Mo Chalet. You should come hang out there. You think I could go to Mo Chalet? You think I could meet a cougar at Mo Chalet?
Oh, yes, indeed.
I mean, it's not easy for me to find a cougar, but maybe I could find one there.
Or an old lioness.
All right, man. Harvey Jesus, great to talk to you. I will see you Sunday. We're going to be out there, and we're going to do some live Facebook feeds on our WWL Radio Facebook page. So we'll bring it to people live back to the Bounty Sunday afternoon Rock and Roll.
Also, I'd like to mention, if I've got a second, that they have a band that's opening for me. You know, a special guest Brian Callahan and Short Circuit. You don't want them to tell it that they're going to start at 4:00 and then you're going to play a few sets. I feel like, you know, some songs, and then we're going to come on after that. But a lot of people, you know, you got it when you get that 4:00, you know, they're going to have a great time with that band.
People may run into some of their exes, you know. I mean, you might run into somebody that you used to date.
Oh, yeah.
You might run into more than one.
And you probably meet somebody you have to apologize to.
Oh, yeah. Harvey Jesus, man, thanks for being with us. I'll see you Sunday.
Thank you. Go get the best, man.
All right. Thanks. Here's a text that says, Scoot, Amanda Shaw is playing in Bay St. Louis tomorrow, 6 p.m. Are you coming to visit also? No, I can't make it. I'd love to, and my thoughts were to do that. But, you know, I've got a busy weekend coming up, Saints game tonight. But then tomorrow evening, I'm going to be live on Facebook, WWL Radio Facebook, for the Molly Ringwald's concert at Southport Hall. And we'll be backstage with them in different phases of their transformation from ordinary people to the Molly Ringwalds. And, I mean, they're just such a great 80s experience, just a wonderful band, and they're just so cool. They travel all over, they tour, and they're really great at what they do. That's tomorrow night at Southport Hall. But, again, we'll be live on WWL Radio Facebook tomorrow evening. And then Sunday afternoon into Sunday evening, we'll be at Back to the Bounty celebration at Rock and Bowl with Harvey Jesus and Fire. All right, so I've talked about this anniversary of the Celebration of Life, this Woodstock-type pop festival in Louisiana. It was northwest of Baton Rouge, and the Atchafalaya River was part of the setting there. I just want to remind you how wild baby boomers were. This was the original anti-establishment generation, had this pop festival. It was insane. I'll tell you about some of the stuff that happened when we come back. And if you were there, I'd love to talk to you. Our number is 260-1870. Text 870-870. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's Friday, and we'll be back on WWL. This was Ted Nugent before he became a political whack. Ted Nugent and the Amboy Dukes, Journey to the Center of the Mind. Yeah. They were there at the Celebration of Life. All right, so the Festival of Life Pop Festival began on this day, August 17th, 1971, at the Cypress Point Plantation in Pointe-Coupe Parish. That's about 50 miles northwest of Baton Rouge. It was hot. It was over 90 degrees every day. I mean, people were, like, passing out. That wasn't the fault of the festival. At one point, they ran out of water. I mean, they had water trucks come in, and they were, like, desperate for water. Let me tell you how crazy this was. A lot of people got in the Atchafalaya River because it was so hot. But then, you know, this was a time, you know, back in 1971, you know, this was a time when people were, you know, streaking on college campuses, you know, taking off their clothes and running across the college campus. Of course, you know, our generation never did anything wrong, right? I mean, that's why my generation is so critical of younger generations, because we never did anything wrong. No, man, we were running around naked on college campuses and through the streets. So a lot of people got naked and got in the Atchafalaya. There were three deaths at the Celebration of Life. One of them was from an overdose of methadone, and the other two were because they got caught up in the swift current of the Atchafalaya River, and they drowned, and their bodies weren't even found right away. So this was just, it was a mess. I got to tell you this, the security that was hired, you know who the security was? I mean, they did have police, but the security for the festival was three motorcycle gangs led by the Galloping Gooses of New Orleans, who referred to themselves as the Hell's Angels of the South. They were stealing money from kids. They were stealing food from kids, dope. If the kids had, they were stealing stuff from the kids, and some of the skinny dippers who went in the river. Some of them were beaten with chains. That was the security force for the festival. There was an area that was known as Cocaine Row, another area known as Smack Street. And listen to this. There were an estimated 30 different kinds of drugs, only two of which could be smoked. One of the popular items, plastic syringes, $1 a piece, a decent size lid of pot, promoted as really good pot from Mexico, but it was actually homegrown in Indiana, was $10. LSD, 75 cents a hit. Synthetic mescaline, passed off as organic, was 75 cents a hit. Cocaine, pure Peruvian cocaine, $50 a gram. That changed in the 80s, didn't it? It's changed today. Opium, $7 a gram. All of this is going on. Look, this is what I love about this. This was the baby boomer generation. Now, it doesn't mean that every baby boomer did this, but this was a generation that sometimes is so critical of young generations. They act like they never did anything wrong. And this was also part of our conversation Wednesday when we talked about August 15th being the anniversary of Woodstock in 1969. And now we're talking about this celebration. Let's go ahead and as a generation, as adults, let's go ahead and warn young people and try to guide them as best we can. But don't act like you never did it either. Because you think drugs are bad now? Drugs were bad back then, too. I know things are different. And we didn't have guns back then like we do today. So there is a lot that has changed. But today's establishment, man, don't underestimate how wild and insane and just anti-establishment today's establishment was when they were younger. Now, the Internal Revenue Service finally came in, and there were just all kinds of tax problems. So financially, it was a mess. I think it was supposed to be 8 days. I think it lasted 3 or 4 days. But it was just, this was just one of those events that just showed how just insanely crazy young people could be. From St. Bernard, Richard, you're on WWL.
Hey, yeah, I was there. I was 21 years old, just got out of the Army, just got back from Vietnam, and we didn't have any money. I was with a group of my friends, and we actually took our clothes off and swam a bayou to get in. And then we put our clothes back on, but when we got inside, hell, everybody was naked. You know, it was crazy.
It was crazy.
All these drugs you're talking about, I don't remember seeing all that. I mean, I saw a lot of people smoking dope, you know, yeah. But I didn't see all that, all the heavy duty, but I'm sure it was going on, and everybody was in, they were in tents, and you know, it was crazy. And I saw a bunch of people swimming in the Chappalaya.
Do you remember any of the music, Richard?
You know, I don't know if I saw if May Edgar was it Edgar Winters? Winters was they
Johnny.
There?
It was either Johnny or Edgar.
One of those guys was there, and it was late in the afternoon, and it started lightning, and they had this, you know, white hair. And it was crazy, man.
Richard, I appreciate you sharing your experience with us, and I'm glad you made it through. Raymond, you're on WWL. Were you there?
Yes, sir. I was there.
Tell me what you remember.
Well, me and I was 17, and we lived in Gretna. We rode motorcycles there. When we got there, it was the beginning of crazy, crazy, crazy. They had streets named after drugs with tents, you know.
I know.
Marijuana Lane, Cocaine Drive, stuff like that.
Yeah.
People, they had signs up with the drug and how much they cost and stuff like that. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, they had signs out like this is the special today, you know, like you know, this, okay, we're selling a jambalaya, this is the special. No, but it was drugs.
Exactly. We found a log, a big old log, and we went to the, they had women laying all over the bank. We got this big old log, and there were people on the other side of the river in another bank, and we tried to go over there. Well, the current was so bad, the log started taking us away down the river. So we had to jump off and swim to the bank. Almost drowned.
That's a scary feeling. Raymond, I'm going to have to leave it there. Thanks for sharing your experience with us. If you were there, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I know some people are tailgating right now. The weather's not bad for that. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. I'm Scoot on WFDL. Stills was there. It started on this day, August 17th, 1971, the Celebration of Life Pop Music Festival. Stephen Stills was there, and I wasn't there, but I'm sure this is one of the songs that he sang. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Should a teacher be allowed to keep his job as a teacher if he is also a professional wrestler that plays the part of a Nazi character? 73% say yes, 27% say no. Give us your opinion at WWL.com. Here's a text. Is calling Ted Nugent a political whack really necessary? What has he ever said about you? Well, see, I'm a patriotic American, so he doesn't have to say something about me for me to be patriotically honest about Ted Nugent. He's a political whack. It's what he's stupid things that he said about others. And yes, I deem it quite necessary to refer to Ted Nugent as a political whack now and then, just as a reminder. Here's a text. Scoot, I just feel compelled to text you today to let you know how much I appreciate you. I'm an old New Orleanian school teacher, now living in Seattle to be closer to my wife's family, and have spent my summertime off listening to you every day. You're my daily vitamin pill, keeping me alive and well. Thanks, Scoot. I appreciate that very, very much. From uptown, Billy, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. The Mud People were another big group at that festival, and they were all over the place. Another drug you didn't bring up too much of, there was a large abundance of hash. In fact, it was the only time I ever ate hash, because there was quite a bit of it around.
This was at the Celebration of Life?
Yeah, well, it was just called the New Orleans Pop Festival.
No, that's a different festival. I was at the New Orleans Pop Festival. That was in Gonzales.
That was in Prairieville.
Prairieville,
and it was an incredible bunch of groups.
Yeah, Billy, that was Labor Day weekend, 1969, and I was there. Then there was this other Celebration of Life festival in '71, but I was at that New Orleans Pop Festival. I remember it well. I don't remember it well, but I remember.
That was incredible, and had an incredible list of people also.
Oh, I did. Well, that was right after Woodstock,
right.
So it was
Janis
Joplin.
That's right.
It's a beautiful
Joplin,
day.
Joplin, the Birds, Canned Heat, Chicago Transit Authority, Country Joe and the Fish,
yep.
Beautiful Day, Janis Joplin, numerous people.
Oh, it was wild. No, an unbelievable event, and I can still remember the poster, and I can remember all the names on the poster. And it's amazing that group gathered in one spot here in Louisiana.
Well, you see, that's why I actually thought that was the one you were talking about, because it was an incredible festival. At the bottom of the little poster, they even have Dr. John added in, and Dr. John and, the birds, and they added them because they didn't know they were coming. What it was, what I'm trying to say is a lot of other people showed up at this festival once it got going, but... you got a year difference then, okay. Yeah.
All right, Billy, listen.
Got me on that.
That's all right.
It was also an incredible festival right here, and it was right there on the Atchafalaya, too.
I have memories of being there. Billy, I appreciate the call. From Hammond, Troy, got time for a quick comment. Welcome to our show.
Scoot, thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Just a small piece of Ted Nugent trivia I wasn't sure if you were aware of, but I heard this a couple of weeks ago. And in order to stay out of Vietnam, he either pooped his pants or he wore soiled pants to where he was supposed to be.
Really?
Yes.
Ted Nugent?
Ted Nugent. Yes, rocker Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Political activist.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to describe him as a political whack.
Right, whack. Yeah. That was the word you used.
All right.
I was kind of unpatriotic and cowardly, if you ask me.
Well, I know you can make that argument. Troy, I appreciate the call. I have to move on. The Chamber Brothers were at the Celebration of Life that opened up on this day in 1971 in Pointe-Coupee Parish, and this was one of their big songs. If you're on hold, stay with us. I'm Scoot. We'll be back in just a few minutes. In fact, Patty Burneman, who does our traffic here on WWL, she was there. She was at the Festival of Life. We'll talk to her about that when we come back on WWL. Eric Burden was there. This is the anniversary of the debauchery on the Atchafalaya, the Celebration of Life Pop Music Festival in 1971. I'm getting some texts from people who are very defensive of Ted Nugent, and I think it's interesting that all these people who are defending Ted Nugent, as political as he is, I wonder if these same people would be okay with all of the other celebrities that talk about politics. And the answer is no, because they're hypocrites, because they love Ted Nugent because he bashes the left, but they don't want the left to bash the right. But their theory is that entertainers should not talk about politics. But yet here they are celebrating Ted Nugent as a political. I got this text. He's a political whacktivist. Saints pregame coverage begins at 3 o'clock, coming up here in just a few minutes with Fans First Take with former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court and Seth Dunlop. Patty Burneman does our traffic. And Patty, you were at Celebration of Life.
I was. My husband, myself, and our 7-month-old baby girl.
You took a 7-month-old baby to Celebration of Life?
We did. We were a young hippie couple. What can you say? We didn't get there. My husband had to work, so we did, and we lived in Alexandria at the time, which wasn't far from where it was. So we went after work. We didn't get there until late Saturday night, and then we had to come back Sunday afternoon. But we had our tent and our playpen and all that stuff. It was a really crazy adventure.
It had to be. I wasn't there, but what I have read about it, it's insane. What is your memory of having a 7-month-old baby there?
Well, she was great. She slept most of the time. We heard the Chambers Brothers, and I think Tony Joe White, Poke Salad Annie song. You remember that song?
Yeah.
He played, I think he must have played the 2 a.m. shift, because that's the one I remember the most. I remember the Chambers Brothers, and I remember him. And then we left Sunday, probably around lunchtime. It was packed. I mean, you had to find a little place to pitch your tent, and they ran out of everything. They ran out of water. They ran out of food. But we knew that because we didn't go on Saturday until Saturday. So we had all of the stuff we needed, and we walked around and looked at all the other crazy people there. I mean, I didn't get close to the stage. My husband did. Bob went up to the stage, and I stayed back in the tent with our daughter. But
It was hot too.
It was miserably hot, which is one of the reasons why we left early in the morning on Sunday. Because overnight it wasn't bad, and it rained. You remember how it was muddy, and it rained, and there were people swimming in the after we left. They did have, I think, three people that drowned swimming.
Yeah,
the Atchafalaya River is
it's dangerous.
I mean, it's dangerous,
yeah.
And they were in there probably under the influence.
I probably so. And you know, I don't want people to think they just got in the river because it was hot. No, I mean, this was a time when people loved to take their clothes off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it was a it was on a riverbank.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was like, why not?
There's a picture somewhere of an Eastern Airlines flight that left, at the time it was Moishan Airport, left the airport and flew low over the Atchafalaya to let the passengers get a look at the naked people in the river.
It was crazy, Scoot. I mean, it was packed. And, you know, it was like the week before, you weren't even sure where it was going to be because they had to keep moving it. And because they couldn't get the permits and stuff, and it wound up in some guy's pasture on the Morganza Spillway. And
yeah.
it was a interesting event. It's one I won't forget.
I appreciate you sharing that story with
Thank
us, Patty.
You.
Paul, you're on WWL. I got time for a quick comment.
Yes, I'd like to defend the hippies. I thought it was a very sharing, polite event. I made several rock festivals in those days. I had way too much leash.
Mm-hmm.
But I have only good memories. There was a lot of drugs, obviously. That was that part of the whole movement was just starting. But as far as I would take those days over some of the very selfish, lifestyles today. That I'm getting old now, so I guess I can get a little cranky.
Well, but you know, you can get old, but you don't ever have to act your age, Paul.
But listen, three deaths, and there were probably more. I'm sure there were some people that they never found their bodies. But just to say, that would be a pretty good week in a city like New Orleans or Chicago today.
Well, you know, you're right about that.
Yeah. I don't view it as bad as some make it out. But anyway,
no, I guess my point is that, you know, I quite often hear from baby boomers today, and I'm among them. I quite often hear about, you know, these young generations and criticism of millennials and younger generations. And it's okay if we talk about the things that were a mistake, but let's not criticize younger generations and act like we never did anything, because we did.
I think you're right on that point. As a matter of fact, I used my false name so my kids won't know that I went to these rock festivals.
All right, Paul, man, I appreciate you sharing that with us. All right, very quickly, Frank, I got time for a fast comment. You work security at Celebration of Life?
Yes, I didn't go there as security, but I wound up being in charge of the perimeter for everything but the stage. And what happened is, remember you said there were 8 days and it was reduced to 3. Well, what happened is they forgot to pay off the local politicians.
Oh.
And they couldn't get all the permits. And so when they finally opened it up, they had a 3-day festival. And Chuck Berry was the one that gave the best performance of the weekend. And it was a really incredible event. But there was an interesting thing that happened while we were waiting for the gates to be open, while they were trying to figure out how to pay off the politicians, is the guy who was in charge of the perimeter before me, he walked off with all the cash receipts for the gate, and he disappeared. And so I called it in and said, where is this guy? He's disappeared. Now nobody knows where he is. So they put me in charge for a while, and I wound up being in charge for the rest of the festival for everything but the stage. Now, one day, I was going around checking everything out, making sure everything was okay. And some guy jumped on the hood of my car. I was driving around in my car, and he jumped on my hood. And I hollered some 4-letter words at him. And it was just as we were passing some Hell's Angels. Well, they thought I was talking to them, and they after us. And they circled around my car and made me stop. And I got out to explain to them what was going on. And the guy that came up to me had chains in his hands. He was beating him in his other hand.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I thought I was getting ready to lose my teeth, and I had to explain to him in a very calm, rational manner that everything was cool.
I'm glad you're okay. I got to leave it there. We'll be right back on WWL. Our Saints pregame coverage begins next at 3 o'clock with Fans First Take with former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court and Seth Dunlop. After that, it's the Bud Light countdown to kick off at the gate at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome between A and B. And then it's the game. And then after that, it's the point after. So we've got coverage that starts at 3 and goes on until midnight tonight. Here's a text that says, you're a typical liberal. You resort to name calling. Yeah, I need to be a little bit more like President Trump when it comes to that and not do any name calling. I don't think calling Ted Nugent a political whack is really name calling. I think it's a pretty good observation of what Ted Nugent is. We've got the code word coming up here in just a few moments. This is another very interesting anniversary. It was on this day in 1969 that Hurricane Camille was starting to bash into the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I was in Pensacola at the time. Didn't hit us very much. It hit New Orleans to some degree, but the Mississippi Gulf Coast really took the strong hit there from one of the most powerful storms in history. And look how you've come back. Congratulations. It's time for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest, and the code word this hour is EDIT. Text EDIT, EDIT, to 72881. That's 72881. You could win $1,000. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news during Fans First Take at 5 o'clock. I'm sorry, at 4 o'clock. And we never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, our show producer, Todd Manessis, and Ian Hoke, our studio producer. And thank you for being part of our show. And I know we don't always agree. I'm Scoot. Enjoy the Saints game tonight. Be a lot of stuff going on this weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great and safe weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!